Mars is without a doubt the target of the current space race. Billionaire founder of SpaceX, Elon Musk, is in Adelaide today preparing to present his updated plan for colonising Mars at the International Astronautical Congress. But he's not alone. US aerospace giant Lockheed Martin has unveiled its plans to set up a Mars base camp orbiting the red planet and a Martian lander to ferry astronauts to the surface. Caroline Winter reports.
The time is now. At no other time in human history have we had the technology, the know-how, and the public excitement to get humans to Mars.
That is Lockheed Martin's mission, and the American aerospace company has just unveiled plans about how it's going to do it.
We call our concept Mars Base Camp.
Lockheed Martin says it hopes to establish a base camp to orbit the red planet by 2028. And using NASA's Orion long-duration spacecraft, the outpost will allow astronauts to carry out scientific exploration of Mars ahead of manned missions. Rob Chambers is Director of Spaceflight Strategy at Lockheed Martin.
The concept is that the first missions to start exploring the Mars system will be in Mars orbit. You know, you've got access to all of Mars from that with robots and rovers and UAVs, and that's where we'll depart from that base camp to go to the surface.
The next stage is to ferry astronauts and eventually passengers from the orbiting base camp to the red planet's surface. The company has designed a reusable surface lander to do just that.
You know, one of the reasons we're going to start with that orbital mission is so we can figure out what exactly is the atmosphere like, how much perchlorates and all these other chemical terms, what is that environment really like? We know it's cold, it's pretty inhospitable. So we start with the robots, and then we go down in these landers, and they go for, say, 2 weeks at a time with up to four people initially. Think of them as like, oh, exploratory sorties to the surface, land at different locations, figure out the best place to set up a more of a permanent presence.
When the expedition is done, the lander will return to base camp for refueling, while the crew analyses any surface samples they collect. He says at the moment they don't have any price tag on eventual trips to Mars for everyday passengers, but he says it's not for the faint-hearted.
So you go from Earth, you'll take off from the East Coast, or actually any, frankly, of the launch complexes around the world. You'll go out to lunar orbit. Once you dock, change your clothes, pack your bags, or repack your bags, and then you depart for Mars. And that's a 6 to 9 month journey, just based on how the orbits of the planets line up.
While the mission to Mars is about adventure and exploration, long term, Rob Chambers says he'd like to see the colonization of the red planet.
For us at Lockheed Martin and with NASA, it's always been about the science, answering fundamental questions like, you know, where did we come from? Where are we going? And of course, the big one, right? Are we alone? So that's what prompts us to start these early investigations. But ultimately, the plan is to move the species outside of low Earth orbit and out into the solar system eventually.
But Lockheed Martin certainly isn't alone. Robert Lightfoot is the head of NASA and says there are good collaborations between the public and private sectors in the US space industry, and says they're also looking at their own options for Mars.
Well, there's other go in orbit around the Mars area, go to the moon, test these systems out. We really need to test these systems out. Use the International Space Station today, test them out around the moon, and then process onto Mars at some point.
Elon Musk, billionaire founder of SpaceX, will present an updated plan for colonising Mars with 1 million people later today. Earlier in the week, he tweeted he'll unveil major improvements and unexpected applications in his talk.
Caroline Winter reporting.